This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, it doesn't look like it, and it certainly doesn't feel like it, but spring is really here. For real, for real. Started at 5:01 a.m., but here, as of 3:01 p.m., doesn't feel like spring. We turn to AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz with the question, will we see spring anytime soon, Matt?
I sure hope so, Larry, because this gray sky is really getting old. But hey, we got some breaks of sun showing up this afternoon. Should give us a boost back into the 50s here for today, but kind of a cool stretch of weather. We're only in the lower 50s here for tomorrow, upper 50s by Saturday, a hint that it could be spring, and then cooler again for Sunday. And unfortunately, it could be a cool start into early next week, with temperatures remaining below average here for this time of the year. Larry?
Thank you, Matt. The new USDOT guy to Governor Hochul in a tweet: your refusal to end congestion pricing and your open disrespect towards the federal government is unacceptable. Your pricing scheme is unlawful, and it's hurting working class citizens. That's from Sean Duffy. And then he says, but we're going to give you a 30-day extension to talk about it. Folks, depending on who you ask regarding the Trump administration's deadline to shut down congestion pricing, all Sean Duffy is doing is perhaps buying time, since New York already told him, and in specific terms, get out the way and leave us alone. And that is a quote. Here's Glenn Schuck.
The MTA is saying they're going to keep on rolling. Congressman Jerry Nadler, part of a rally supporting congestion pricing, with this message for Washington.
So to Trump, Duffy, and anyone else trying to derail congestion pricing, get out of the way.
City Controller Brad Lander says you can't pull the plug on something that has been working so well.
Data since the cameras have been turned on show that traffic is down with 1 million fewer vehicles entering the most congested parts of Manhattan since January 5th.
We'll see if there are any developments between now and tomorrow. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Lower Manhattan.
Of course, the standoff began when New York sued the Fed for trying to stop the formula, which allows New York to fend for itself to raise money for infrastructure and to thin out the traffic in high-volume areas. They say it's doing that. They're saying some 60,000 fewer vehicles traveling through the congestion zones as a result of this thing, and Washington wants to stop it. Of course, not everybody's crazy about it. From New Jersey, Congressman Josh Gottheimer and some unions want it stopped, saying it's unfair for Garden State motorists to foot the bill on a New York problem. As Glenn said, stay tuned, everybody. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Arraignment day for a Long Island man who's charged with the murder of his own father.
Chris Miller is accused of putting out two weapons, an AR-15 and a shotgun, and then using the shotgun to kill his father, shooting him four times. Miller made his own plea in court, saying, quote, not guilty by insanity. The 43-year-old's court-appointed attorney Attorney Dan Russo said that was a rare moment.
I did not talk to him beforehand. He didn't want to speak to anybody.
The victim, John Jack Miller, was a retired Suffolk County police detective and Wyandanch fire chief. The two lived in Dix Hills. Authorities say Chris Miller moved into the house because he was going through a divorce.
He's obviously going through a hard time.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Central Islip, Long Island.
Andre Butt sentenced to 8 years behind bars for his involvement in a deadly scheme which involved drugging and robbing gay men near LGBT clubs in Hells. Butts was convicted at trial last month alongside three other guys for the conspiracy that killed two men, John Umberger and Julio Ramirez. Prosecutors said the group gave their victims drugs laced with fentanyl, incapacitating them, and then they would use the victims' phones to send themselves money. Authorities said the crimes may have ultimately resulted in as many as seven overdose deaths. Sentencing for the other three men is scheduled for April the 4th. New York's top court has struck down a 2022 law that would have allowed non-citizens to vote in elections here in the city. The legal back and forth has gone on for years at this point, but the state's high court has officially put an end to the effort, which would have applied to around 800,000 non-citizens with legal permanent U.S. residency or work authorization. In a 6-1 ruling, the court said that the state constitution draws a firm line restricting voting to citizens. The law never actually went into effect. State Republicans immediately sued, and courts at every level rejected it. The city law department said it respects the court's decision. Red storm fever now. Woo-hoo-hoo! It is sweeping across the city. You can see it everywhere. St. John's gets ready for tonight's NCAA tournament opener against Omaha. The excitement is palpable, especially since it's been 6 years since the Johnnies have headed to the big dance. Tonight's game is at 9:45 p.m. They're doing it in Providence, Rhode Island. Don't you wish it was still at the Garden? Anyway, while it's day one of March Madness for Division III basketball, the madness has been going on for a minute. NYU basketball right in the thick of it with both the men's and the women's teams playing tonight in the 3D Final Four. You go, young brothers and sisters.
From not having a gym just a few years ago to dominance on both sides, the NYU women's team is going for back-to-back national championships. Senior Mary-Kate Fahey.
We're definitely going to lean on that experience from last year, being in this big of a game, being on this stage, and use it to our advantage just to kind of stay calm.
The men's team is also in the Final Four. Coach Dave Klatsky says a big part of the success was adding several graduate transfers.
This group is just an old, mature group. They understand what it takes to win, and they've been doing it.
He says both the men's and women's teams are each other's biggest fans. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And when I tell you these kids have been playing some serious basketball for the last few weeks or so, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like watching a championship NBA and WNBA games, right? So the women play first tonight, taking on the University of Wisconsin Stout, while the men play at 8 o'clock against conference rival Washington University. We're rooting for you guys. Go for it. Bring it on in. Loving it. Police are on the hunt meantime for a lady who attacked a 7-year-old boy at a Queens subway station last month. This happened at the 21st Street Queens Bridge station in the middle of the afternoon. Cops say the boy's standing there with his mom waiting for the F train. A lady comes up, pushed the kid to the ground. And when mama tried to step in, because you know mama don't play when it comes to her baby, the suspect pushed the boy down again. Cops say the person also brandished a knife. That's different. Before fleeing the station, apparently got on a Q100 MTA bus and got away. You can see images of the suspect on our website at 1010winds.com. But nearly two dozen people arrested in a big drug bust today in the Marcus Garvey Village apartment complex over in Brownsville. Investigators say this is a long-term wiretap operation, which has now taken down three interconnected drug trafficking organizations. Say they sold fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, and more. Prosecutors say the groups have been linked to at least four overdoses. In all, they say 22 people were arrested. Investigators seized 18 guns, more than 8 kilos of drugs, and $250,000 in cash. Shut them all down.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.